Perfect. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining you from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara on California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Skin was a workaholic mortgage broker and a small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media business. In my youth, I competed in the one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt and enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. So contact your personal New Skin representative or New Skin product support for more details on the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas. Today's topic, will be a brief one, won't be on here too long today. But let's see, it's the strange reason why your body ages most rapidly between 44 and 60 years of age. And hey, here's how to combat it. So let's see what they suggest. I found this this article is about a week old. It's a story by Alexa Mikhail, M-I-K-H-A-I-L, if you want to hunt it down. And it was on Fortune magazine online. And again, the strange reason why your body ages most rapidly between 44 and 60 and how to combat it. Aging is not a slow, linear process, according to new research from Stanford researchers. In fact, aging, particularly metabolism slowing down and skin wrinkling, may happen in what scientists describe as age-related waves versus a steady climb. You can picture your little skin doing waves like they did in the bleachers. The study published in the Nature Aging Journal found that the body's molecules and microbes and bacteria that make up the gut microbiome experience rapid change at two key intervals, ages 44 and ages 60. We're not just changing gradually over time. There's some really dramatic changes. Michael Snyder, PhD professor of genetics at Stanford University, and one of the study's researchers said in the university press coverage, it turns out the mid-40s is a time of dramatic change, as in the early 60s. And that's true no matter what class of molecules you look at. Molecular change, when the molecules and microbes increase or decrease the most, impacts the body's risk of chronic diseases, the ability to fight off disease, and the pace of aging per the study. The changes in people's 40s were closely tied to heart disease, skin and muscle function, and how people metabolize caffeine, fat, and alcohol. The molecular changes in people's 60s play a role in oxidative stress, immune health, heart disease, caffeine metabolism, kidney disease, and skin and muscle aging. It is in line with the 12 hallmarks of aging, such as chronic inflammation and cellular senescence that happen on a molecular level as people grow older. It also explains how older adults experience a higher sensitivity to alcohol, gain weight, and experience age-related muscle loss. Researchers studied over 100 volunteers between the ages of 25 and 75 who donated blood or provided biological samples every few months over nearly 2 years, assessing changes in over 135,000 molecules and microbes. The authors concluded that a vast majority of the molecules and microbes, 81%, did not change in a linear fashion as individual age. The most rapid changes were in the mid-40s and early 60s for both men and women. This suggests that while menopause or perimenopause may contribute to the changes observed in women in their mid-40s, there are likely other, more significant factors influencing these changes in both men and women, said Zhao Zhen, PhD and author of a study and an assistant professor at Nanyang Technical University of Singapore. Pardon me when I mess up light words. In Stanford news release, identifying and studying these factors should be a priority for future research. While the underlying mechanisms of why rapid molecular change happens at these two key intervals is largely unknown, and study only captured data after 2-year follow-up, it sends a message to pay particular attention to. Prioritizing your health as you hit midlife to battle some of the molecular changes that are out of control. This means that regular resistance training to counter muscle loss, moving daily to offset the risk of heart disease, and eating nutrition, filling whole foods to combat the metabolism dip. So, what all that gobbledygook mean? It means, yeah, these things are happy at those intervals, but you do need to still, to counteract that, you have to exercise, stay active, eat proper, get proper sleep, do things. In fact, to prioritize those habits, I went a little further to find one more article and just throw these tidbits in there. Staying fit as you age isn't just about exercise. You need to prioritize these four habits. And the four habits, as you just are, exercise your body and brain, strive for mental fitness, stay social, go out, be active, be with people. And the last one was, I won't tell you what the last one was. That was the last one. Oh, there we go. Develop good sleep hygiene. I thought sure sleep was in there somewhere. Develop good sleep habits as we age. But I just found it interesting that they found a wave of activity happened at certain time points in your life in the 40s and 60s. And I was curious. I might try to go back and look at. I have pictures going back a number of years of my 40th birthday and on up. See if you can see those changes of like, hey, all of a sudden you're 39 and you got in your 40s and what happened to the dude? And then you look the same for 10, 50 years, and I guess it changes again in your 60s. So I'm not sure if it works exactly like that, but again, I just found it interesting that there was these jumping off points in the aging process. But it all boils back down to you have to stay fit, you have to stay active, and eat proper and get good sleep to slow down that process and not have it just overwhelm you, I think. Take it. So with that said, that was it today. Short little article, 3 or 4 minute read. These calls are recorded on soundcloud.com, SoundCloud.com. You can find them there or your favorite podcast app by searching for either our product name, TR90, or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And with that said, let's open up the line.
That was great, Frank.
You came a tongue twister for me. Now, I read that thing like 5 times before I got on here, but it tripped me up anyway, but oh well. You mentioned you finished up your, we were talking earlier before people got on, you finished up the brain and stress. What is your topic for tomorrow on Friday? What are you going to close out the week with?
Stimulating that brain, keeping it active, creating extrasensory memories.
Excellent. So, folks, be sure to dial in tomorrow, catch Susan tomorrow. I'll be back again next week on Tuesday. Between now and then, go out and make it great. Take care of somebody. And thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. See you soon. Bye, Susan. Make it a great weekend. I'll talk to you sooner.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.